All you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this.
Are you seeing red about Carolina blue today? Well, join the club. It's growing. The NCAA's college basketball men's and women's March Madness tournament brackets were released on Sunday night. And every year, the field of 64, well, plus four teams involved in those play-in games, is scrutinized to determine which of those teams should have made the field and those which should not have. In this year's men's March Madness brackets, the NCAA selection committee, headed by the University of North Carolina athletics director Bubba Cunningham, has come under significant fire for one particular team which was added to the field. As America's basketball fans say, he'll know. The North Carolina Tar Heels were likely the final team to make this year's men's basketball tournament field. The 11th-seeded Tar Heels went 22-13 this year and had a respectable 13-7 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. But Carolina went 0-3 against their longtime conference foe and number one East seed, the Duke Blue Devils. And overall, the Heels went a paltry 1-8 this year against teams ranked in the AP Top 25. Even worse, North Carolina was 1-12 in games against the so-called Quad 1 teams. I'll explain that for you now. Your Quad 1 wins are earned if your team should defeat either a top 30 ranked team if that win comes on your home court, or a top 50 team if that win comes at a neutral court, let's say like in an early season basketball tournament, or a top 75 team if your team wins that game on the road. In other words, the University of North Carolina's basketball team beat its share of lousy teams this year, but fared far below par against teams with a winning record this season. Now, prior to North Carolina's selection on Sunday evening, ESPN's resident college basketball tournament expert Joe Lenardi had been saying for days now that the Tar Heels had no business making the field, and his logic was based on the fact that a few other teams under consideration had more impressive results against the top teams than North Carolina did. And indeed, it's difficult to do worse than a 1-12 record against top competition. Well, on Monday, West Virginia's governor claims a miscarriage of justice. One team on the proverbial bubble hoping to have been invited to the big dance was the Big 12's West Virginia Mountaineers. They went 19-13 overall and 10-10 within the Big 12 Conference. But West Virginia had posted six wins over those Quad 1 teams. And reminder, North Carolina had just won. West Virginia's Governor Patrick Morrissey was outraged by the NCAA men's basketball snub. He insinuated that there might have been some backdoor dealings made by this year's tournament committee to put North Carolina into the field. The West Virginia governor said, quote, "There was a little bit of home cooking going on in North Carolina." For the record, the Mountaineers did not do themselves any favors by losing in the first round of the Big 12 basketball tournament to number 16 conference seed Colorado 67-60 last weekend. Now, sentimental favorite Indiana was also left at home in favor of North Carolina. The Indiana Hoosiers head basketball coach and former player Mike Woodson announced earlier this year that he was stepping down after the end of the season. The team finally responded, and they rolled off an impressive series of late-season wins. But on Selection Sunday, Indiana's resume, which was 19-13 over the season, 10-10 in the Big Ten, and four Quad 1 wins, was not good enough. And by the way, one of those wins came on the road against the March Madness number 2 South Region seed, Michigan State. During Sunday evening's CBS Sports Selection Show, college basketball analyst Seth Davis was perplexed by how North Carolina was selected ahead of the Indiana Hoosiers. He said, quote, "I had Indiana and West Virginia ahead of North Carolina. I'm curious to hear the reasoning." Aren't we all? And by the way, Boise State said, "Hey, you guys think you got jobbed? Listen to us." The Boise State Broncos of the Mountain West Conference posted an impressive record of 24-10 this year and a conference mark of 14-6. The Broncos had three of those quad one victories over NCAA tournament teams like Clemson, who they beat 84-71, St. Mary's, and New Mexico on their resume. And speaking of Clemson, those Clemson Tigers demolished, yes, North Carolina by 20 points in an 85-65 rout just about a month ago in February. The Boise State Broncos were so upset about Sunday's NCAA snub that they also advised the National Invitation Tournament, the NIT folks, that they would not even accept their invitation either. Instead, Boise State is going to face George Washington University in the new College Basketball Crown Tournament. That's going to tip off 2 weeks from today in Las Vegas. So how did the NCAA Tournament Committee explain how North Carolina made the March Madness field over those other teams? Now, we all know that North Carolina's longtime reputation as a premier basketball school might just help attract additional fans to a neutral site arena, such as Tuesday's opening round in Dayton, Ohio, against San Diego State. The Tar Heels have 6 national championships. Carolina has been a TV mainstay over the last few decades and carries a star power at the arena box office and also with television ratings as well. So after the selections were announced on Sunday evening, NCAA Tournament Chairman Bubba Cunningham was asked by CBS Sports analyst Seth Davis about the public's perception that his university had received a golden pass into the tournament simply because of his role on the committee. Well, the athletic director Cunningham quickly deflected this question to committee vice chair Keith Gill. And Gill quickly claimed that the decision to add North Carolina over those other teams under consideration was not biased at all. Bubba Cunningham was required to leave the room whenever the committee was discussing his school for possible placement into the field. Gill said, quote, "They are not allowed to participate in any vote involving their school either." Did you know that Bubba Cunningham of North Carolina is going to receive a rather significant bonus after his men's team made the March Madness field? Oh yeah. One source revealed today that North Carolina's athletic director Bubba Cunningham's contract with the school will pay him 1 month or 8.33% bonus whenever the Tar Heels make the NCAA's basketball tournament field. And with an annual salary of nearly $820,000, that bonus will amount to a cool $68,000 of incremental income heading to the North Carolina athletics director. So 49 out of 50 states are going to be rooting against North Carolina this coming Tuesday night. Coach Hubert Davis's 11th-seeded North Carolina Tar Heels, which were the last team into the field according to several sources, are going to play number 11 seed San Diego State, who's 21-9, on Tuesday night at 8:10 p.m. Central Time in Dayton, Ohio's First Four event. Now that game will be televised, if you have it, on True TV. The winner of Tuesday night's game will advance to play in the East Regional at Milwaukee, Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. against number 6 seed Ole Miss of the SEC. And then a date with number 3 seed Iowa State, who's 24-9, will be on Sunday awaiting the winner of Friday's game. So if North Carolina should be able to win 3 straight games this week and advance into next week's Sweet 16 round, many of us, me included, will owe the Tar Heels an apology. But as former NFL quarterback turned broadcaster Dandy Don Meredith once said to Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football, "If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas." Merry Christmas, Carolina. I'm Swamp Swami.